Previously on Friends.
I mean, I don't even feel like I have a girlfriend anymore.
You want me to just quit my job so that you can feel like you've got a girlfriend?
Is this about Mark?
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's not.
Oh, my God. I cannot keep having the same fight with you, Ross. Look, maybe we should just take a break.
Fine, you're right. Let's take a break. Let's get some frozen yogurt or something.
No. A break from us. And then we had this big, stupid fight, and I said I wanted to take a break. I don't want to take a break.
I've been thinking this is crazy. I mean, don't you think we can work on this?
Hey, what do you want to drink?
Who's that?
Nobody.
Is that Mark?
Honey, look, he just...
Yeah, got it.
Hey, come dance.
What, are you married? Because that's okay.
Anniversary dinner.
Well, we never actually got to dinner.
Oh, nice.
No, we kind of broke up instead.
What?
Oh my God, Monica, it's on the ceiling.
That's okay. This is more important than fruit. On my ceiling.
You broke up? Yeah, but it's okay, because when Ross left, Mark came over.
Oh, no! Rachel, you and Mark!
No, it's okay. Calm down. Mark and I talked, and I realized how much I love your stupid brother, and yeah, we got our problems, but I really want to make it work.
You all night. I feel awful. Please, Ross, you've got to know there's nothing between me and Mark. This whole breakup thing is just stupid.
Yeah.
I'm just so sorry I put you through it. And I, you know, I don't want to get back together over a machine.
Mm-mm.
So, I love you.
I love you.
And you know what? I'm gonna go to bed now, but on my way to work tomorrow morning, I'm gonna stop by around 8:30.
Okay.
Bye.
Chloe, how's it coming?
Hey, what kind of puppy do you think I should get?
I don't know. How about a big one?
My apartment's
so... Well, then a small one. Listen, let's see. We kind of have to get going.
Wait, where's my shoes?
You need shoes?
Okay. Do I know why we're rushing?
Yeah, you know the girlfriend I told you about last night? Well, it turns out that she wants to get back together with me. I found it!
That's so great for you guys!
Yeah.
Happy.
Yes, I am. One of the many things I'm feeling. Well,
good luck with your girlfriend.
Oh, thank you. Hi. Rachel!
Oh, you got my message.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you are right on time.
So, what do you say? Can I be your girlfriend again?
Yes, you can very much.
Hey, why are you mopping your ceiling?
There's banana on it.
Wow, I have the spirit of an old Indian woman living in mine.
So then you know.
The mailman was downstairs, so I brought up your mail.
Oh, good, thanks.
Now, what is Fabutech?
Okay. All right, don't judge me too much, okay? But I saw this infomercial, and I swear to you, I have never, ever bought anything on TV before. except for this mop. But there was this stuff on leg waxing. It looks so amazing.
Waxing?
Yes, have you seen it?
Oh, it's incredible. I so want to be a waxing girl.
I know.
God, do you think it really doesn't hurt? Because how can they do that?
Hello? Organic substances recently discovered in the depths of the rainforest?
They have the best stuff in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we figured when we couldn't find you, you'd gone home to make up with Rachel. Which is probably what you should have done, huh?
You think? God, I'm in hell. I mean, what am I going to do? Rachel's all like, I love you, and let's work on this. And all I can think about is, what is she going to do? What is she going to say when I tell her what I did?
Well, before we answer that, I think we should address the more important question. How dumb are you?
What? Look, we're trying to rebuild a relationship here, right? How am I supposed to do that without being totally honest with each other?
Ross, look, I'm on board about the total honesty thing. I am. Just not about stuff that's going to get you in trouble.
He's right. Nobody's going to benefit, and you're just going to hurt her.
Yeah, and there won't be a relationship left to rebuild.
Yeah, but don't
All right,
think
look, if you absolutely have to tell her, at least wait till the timing's right. And that's what deathbeds are for.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay, now, we just have to make sure she doesn't find out some other way. Did you think about the trail?
What trail?
The trail from the woman you did it with to the woman you hope never finds out you did it. You always have to think about the trail.
Well, I don't think there's any trail.
Okay. Chloe works with that guy, Isaac. Isaac's sister is Jasmine. And Jasmine works at the massage place with Phoebe. And Phoebe's friends with Rachel, and that's the trail. I did it.
After applying the waxing and linen strips to leg number one...
Did that.
Okay. Grasp one of the linen strips by its easy grab tab and pull it off in one quick, pain-free motion.
Okay.
Is it not pain-free?
No, it was painful. Oh, my God, they should call it Painzine now with the little wax.
Well, the girls in the satin 90s on the commercial don't seem to think it's that bad.
That's because their nerves are probably deadened from being so stupid. But hey, you know, if you don't believe me, please be my guest. Ow, 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 oh, my God! Now, aren't you glad we didn't start with the bikini strips?
Chloe, hi.
Is this about me taking your watch?
You took my watch?
I'm sorry, I do that.
Just, you keep it. Listen, did you tell anyone about us?
Oh, no. I feel like it really isn't anybody's business, you know?
Exactly. So you didn't mention anything to Isaac, right?
Oh, well, I tell Isaac everything.
You say, of course you do. Hi, Isaac. Isaac, hi. You know, we haven't actually met.
You dog.
Yes, I suppose I am a dog. But, Isaac, see, I happen to have a girlfriend.
Oh, right, that Rachel chick from the coffee place.
Yeah, that's the one. Listen, I don't want to hurt her.
Oh, hey, man, I know. Doesn't matter how much we love him. Monogamy is too cruel a rule.
Yeah, listen, can you keep this information to yourself?
Oh, no problem, dude. You know, we gotta look out for each other. We're the same, you and me.
Actually, no, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Okay, we're not. But we are.
Fine. I just need to know that you're not going to tell your sister.
I can promise not to tell her again.
Jasmine? Yeah. We met at Phoebe's birthday party. I'm Ross Geller.
You did a bad thing.
Yes, I did.
Very bad.
Very bad.
Very, very bad.
I'm agreeing with you. Did you happen to tell Phoebe yet?
No.
Okay, Jasmine, please. Please don't. I love my girlfriend very much, and I want more than anything to just work it out with her, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you should probably talk to my roommate because I told him and he knows Phoebe too.
Who's your roommate? Gunther! Gunther, please tell me you didn't say anything to Rachel about me and the girl from the copy place.
I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to?
Yeah, well, I don't think you can make that statement unless you've been kicked in an area that God only meant to be treated nicely.
Yeah, I think women just have a lower threshold for pain than men, that's all. I mean, come on, it's just a little wax.
Yeah?
Oh, that's mature.
Okay, fine, so now what, I just pull it off?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Rachel, come on, talk to me, please.
You, I can't even look at you right now.
What?
Nothing, nothing.
You just said everything was okay.
What are they talking about?
Rachel.
Just get away from me.
It was a mistake. I made a mistake, okay?
A mistake? What were you trying to put it in? Her purse? Where did he put it? Ross, you had sex with another woman.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I knew something had to be wrong because my fingernails did not grow at all yesterday.
Yeah, well, I guess they had a fight and he got drunk.
You guys knew about this and you didn't tell us?
He has sex and we get hit in our heads.
You know what? I want you to leave. Get out of here.
Just get out now.
No, I want to stay. I want to talk about this.
Okay. All right. How was she?
Uh-oh.
What?
Was she good?
Don't answer that.
Come on, Ross. You said you wanted to talk about it. Let's talk about it. How was she?
She was...
awful.
She was
horrible.
Not good.
Nothing compared to you.
She was different. Oh.
Good? Different?
Nobody likes change.
Okay. Should we do something?
Yeah, never cheat on Rachel.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. I was disgusted with myself, and this morning I was so upset, and then I got your message, and I was so happy, and all I wanted was to get her out of my apartment as fast as possible.
Whoa, wait a minute. What time did your little friend leave? She was there.
She was still there? She was in there when I was in there? Oh, just
listen, hey, the important thing is she meant nothing to me.
And yet she was worth jeopardizing our relationship.
Look, I didn't think there was a relationship to jeopardize. I thought we were broken up.
We were on a break.
That, for all I knew, could last forever. That, to me, is a break up.
You think you're going to get out of this on a technicality?
Look, I'm not trying to get out of anything, okay? I thought our relationship was dead.
Well, you sure had a hell of a time at the wake.
You know what? I don't think we should listen to this anymore.
What are you doing? I can't go out there.
Why not? I'm hungry.
Because they'll know we've been listening.
God! And to have to hear about it from Gunther!
Come on, like I wanted him to tell you, I ran all over the place trying to make sure that didn't happen.
Oh, that is so sweet. I think I'm falling in love with you all over again.
You know what? I think we can go out there. I mean, they have more important things to worry about.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Look, Rachel, I wanted to tell you. I thought I should. I did, and then Chandler and Joey convinced me not to.
Wax the door shut. We're never leaving ever.
Hi, it's Phoebe. Listen, someone's going to have to take my 9 o'clock with Mr. Rehack, because it's like 9:15 now, and I'm not there.
Don't you realize none of this would ever have happened if I didn't think at that same moment you were having sex with Mark?
All right. Say I had slept with Mark. Would you have been able to forgive me?
Yes, I would.
You'd be okay if you knew that Mark had kissed me and been naked with me and made love to me.
Yes.
You knew that our hot, sweaty, writhing bodies.
Okay, yeah, I would have been devastated, but I would still want to be with you. Because it's you.
Aww.
What? Come on, Rich, tell me what you're thinking.
I'm thinking I'm gonna order a pizza.
Order a pizza like I forgive you?
Oh, man. Pizza? I like pizza.
Put olives on the pizza.
We could eat the wax. It's organic.
Oh, great. Food with hair on it.
No, not the used wax.
Because that would be crazy.
Hey, can I get in on that? Because I'm kind of hungry myself.
Fine. Hi, yes, I'd like to order a large pizza.
No anchovies.
With extra anchovies.
It's okay, I'll just pick them off.
Yeah, and could you please chop some up and just put it right there in the sauce?
You can have the last piece if you want.
Well, I should think so. You slept with someone.
They're going to get through this, aren't they?
Yeah. Come on, it's Ross and Rachel. They've got to.
What if they don't?
You think I need a new walk?
What?
Well, you know, I've been walking the same way since high school. You know how some guys, they walk into a room and everybody takes notice? I think I need a take notice walk.
Are you actually saying these words?
What, now you're not even talking to me? Look, Rachel, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. I was out of my mind. I thought I'd lost you. I didn't know what to do. Come on. How insane must I have been to do something like this, huh? I don't cheat, right? That's not me. I'm not Joey. Whoa.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, it's 3 a.m. They don't know that I've come home yet. You notice how neither one of them are wondering where I am?
Yeah, you know, people can be so self-involved.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not the one that wanted that break, okay? You're the one that bailed on us. You're the one that ran the moment things got just a little rough. That's what?
That is neither here nor there.
Okay, well, here we are. Now we're in a tough spot again, Rach. What do you want to do? How do you want to handle it, huh? Do you want to fight for us, or do you want to bail? Look, I did a terrible, stupid thing, okay? And I'm sorry. I wish I could take it back, but I can't. I just can't see us throwing away something we know is so damn good. Rachel, I love you so much.
No, Ross! Don't! You can't just kiss me and think you're gonna make it all go away, okay? It doesn't work that way. It doesn't just make it better, okay?
Okay.
I think you should go.
What?
I really think you need to go now.
Okay. This morning you said there was nothing so big that we couldn't work past it together.
No, what the hell did I know?
Look, there's got to be a way we can work past this, okay? I can't imagine my life without you, you know, without these arms and your face and this heart, your good heart, right? And...
No. I can't. You're a totally different person to me now. I used to think of you as somebody that would never, ever hurt me. Ever. God, and now I just can't stop picturing you with her. I can't. It doesn't matter what you say or what you do, Ross. It's just changed everything. Forever.
But this can't be it.
Then how come it is? They've been quiet for a long time.
Maybe she killed them.
Is that your new walk?